Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We are now on lesson three, and we're going to be dealing with the versions of the Bible. And our objectives for this particular lesson are going to be as follows. Upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory, define the three languages in which the Bible was written, you're going to be able to define the word version, and explain the difference between a translation and a paraphrase version of the Bible. Our key verse is going to be found in Psalms 68:11. The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. So this particular lesson identifies the original language in which the Bible was written and explains how the scriptures have been translated into other languages. And you're going to learn the difference between a translation and a paraphrase version of the Bible. So some examples from various versions of the Bible are provided. So first off, there's three languages. The Bible was originally written in three languages. Most of the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, except for parts of the book of Daniel and Nehemiah, which were in Aramaic. The New Testament was written in Greek. None of the original manuscripts of the Bible are now in existence. Some good manuscripts exist, which are copies of the original, and versions are translations of these copies of the original manuscripts. From early times, men saw the necessity of translating the Bible so everyone could read it in their own language. Now, no translation is exact because no two languages are exactly alike. Some words used in the Bible do not even exist in different languages. For example, there is a tribe of Indians in Ecuador, South America, called the Aka Indians. When missionaries first contacted them, these Indians did not know how to read or write. There were no words in their language for writing or book. The Aka Indians did have a custom of carving identification marks on their property, and since there were no words in their language for scriptures, writing, or book, when the Bible was translated for them, it was called God's carving. This identified it as something belongs to God. This is just one example of the difficulties in translating the Bible into various languages. So, we got translations and we got paraphrases. So there are many different versions of the Bible, and the word version means a Bible was written in a language different from those in which God's word was originally written. And there are two main types of versions of the Bible, and translations and paraphrases. So first off, we have translations. A translation is an effort to express what the Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic words actually say. It is given as nearly as possible a literal word-by-word translation. Extra words are inserted only when it's necessary in order for the reader to understand the meaning. And then a paraphrase does not attempt to translate word for word, but it basically translates thought by thought. A paraphrase is a restatement of the meaning of a passage. So paraphrase versions are easier to read and understand because they're written in a modern vocabulary and grammar, but they're not exact translation of God's word. Your for further study for this lesson, this chapter provides an example from several English versions of the Bible for you to compare, and these illustrate the differences in translation and paraphrase versions. So for the purpose of this course and Bible study in general, we actually recommend that you use the King James Version of the Bible, and really there's several reasons for this. First, the King James Bible is very accurate and is a good translation for serious study. A paraphrase version does not contain the exact word-by-word translation of scriptures. Second, there are more study tools available for the King James Version. There are a large number of concordances, dictionaries, and commentaries that were written especially for the King James text. And third, the King James Version is available in more languages than any other version. Since Harvest Time International Institute, the publisher of these courses, are used throughout the world, they selected this version of the Bible because it's available in many languages. It's important to have a Bible in your native tongue because you think and understand best really in your own language. So, if you do not have a King James Version of the Bible, you can write the American Bible Society. There's an address there in your book. They have a complete listing of all the languages in which the King James Version of the Bible is available. If you find the King James Version is not really available in your language or you have a difficulty in obtaining a Bible, you can write to the United Bible Society's Bible House, and there's an address here. It's in Germany. They maintain a list of scriptures of the Word which identifies all the languages in the world in which at least one book of the Bible has been published. So, if you read English but have a limited vocabulary, you may be interested in obtaining Bible in basic English. There is an entire Old and New Testament written in English using only basic 1,000-word vocabulary. You could write to the Cambridge University Press for that, and the address, again, is in your book. So then we have red letter editions. So several versions of the Bible come in what's called the red letter editions. In red letter editions of the Bible, the words of Jesus are printed in red, and the rest of the text of the Bible is printed in black ink. If a red letter edition of King James Version is available in your language, we suggest you obtain it. What Jesus taught is one of the major focuses of the Harvest Time International Institute training, and red letter edition emphasizes his teachings. So as a summary, the following chart, which is in your book, of the Bible is developed. So first off, the Bible was inspired by God. Second, is revealed to holy men who wrote God's word in Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. And it was interpreted into various languages, resulting in exact translations and paraphrase versions of the Bible. Now, that completes this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.